I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back into KSL's Unrivaled. You know that sound. It's buy or sell time here on the program as we're wrapping things up. This 1 hour stuff goes pretty fast, Matt. I'm not going to lie.
Seriously. It
goes way too fast. And for those of you who want to hear us tomorrow, Cougar Sports Saturday from 12 to 3, shameless plug, getting out there to Cougar Sports Saturday. You can hear myself, Mitch Harper, and Matt Biamonte tomorrow. We'll have Kalani Sitake on the program, BYU head football coach, going to be joining the show tomorrow, and then we'll be revisiting some stuff as well. So be on the lookout for that tomorrow on Cougar Sports Saturday. But again, buy or sell time, and it's brought to you by Free Online Trading Academy. Register now for a free 3-hour workshop at tradingacademy.com. Matt, let's start. You go ahead and start things off on the buyer. So what do you got on deck
here? Yeah, so last weekend, after the show, I was visiting the in-laws in the Bay Area, and we were killing some time on Memorial Day, and up popped this amazing YouTube video from Mark Rober. Now, if you don't know who Mark Rober is, he's a YouTuber who invents these crazy things. It's insane. I don't know if you've seen the video of the fake Apple package that people steal.
Oh, yes.
And then that's Mark Rober.
Oh, okay.
So he comes out with this video where during the quarantine he was going to do bird watching, but then a bunch of squirrels started eating the bird seed that he had in his backyard. So he created this crazy obstacle course for the squirrels, and at the end of like 8 different obstacles, they would get a bunch of walnuts would spray onto this table, and it was crazy. It was unbelievable. So, buy or sell, a squirrel could beat you in a Ninja Warrior obstacle course, Mitch.
Man, I'm going to buy that because, look, I've been in quarantine the last few months, and I've stayed at home for the most part. I recently been getting out a little bit more, but my movements are not good right now. So I think a squirrel could destroy me. So, yes, I'll buy that 100 times over again right now. That squirrel would crush me in a Ninja Warrior race.
There was actually 4 squirrels in the YouTube video. Oh. And once they figured it out, Mitch, they could get through the obstacle course in less than 40 seconds. You had one of the ropes that, like, it's twisting all the time, and you had to jump from different platforms. It was insane.
Gosh.
What they did. So absolutely buy. There is no way I would get through that course. I'd maybe get through 2 of the 8 obstacles. It was insane. It's incredible. Watch, Mitch. You got to watch it. Get your kids, get your wife, and watch that video. You'll be thoroughly impressed.
I catch American Ninja Warrior every once in a while on a Sunday night
on
NBC.
This is better.
Yeah, that seems a lot better having the squirrels added to the mix. I gotta catch that. The next thing here on Buy or Sell here on KSL's Unrivaled, college football. Clemson running back Travis Etienne. He put on weight last spring binging on Popeye's chicken. This is a man at my heart right here. Clemson running back has been one of the best running backs in college football over the past 2 seasons, and the man just binged on Popeye's. I had a little too much to eat, he writes, I was 210 pounds when I left. When I got on the scale, I was 218. I'm still trying to slim back down. So in honor of ETN's binge on Popeyes, I'm going to ask you a simple question, Matt. Buy or sell the Popeyes chicken sandwich?
Sell. I don't even have to think about it. It's a sell, sell, sell. Capital S-E-L-L. I am all about that Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. And I don't care what Popeyes does. I'm staying true, loyal, strong, and true, baby, to Chick-fil-A all day, every day.
Hold the phone. That Popeyes chicken sandwich is magical.
And no, it's not magical.
You don't need any sauce to go with that sandwich. The Popeyes chicken sandwich is the best chicken sandwich in the fast food chain
no,
right now.
It's not. That is the best. That's blasphemy.
It's the best. Chick-fil-A sandwich is good, but you need like to drench that thing in Chick-fil-A sauce to be even decent. The Popeyes chicken sandwich is ready to go. Pull that thing out of the pouch, and it's amazing.
I have my special Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich order nailed down to a T, and there's nothing that will move it off the pedestal for me, Mitch. So it's a sell. I will say this, though. And because you hear about this from college athletes from time to time where I've got to put on weight, quarterbacks waking up in the middle of the night eating PBJs. I'm like, just once in my life, I'd like to have a 1 month span where I've got to get up at 2 a.m. and add some weight via Taco Bell or something like that. I got to get up at 2, no. Guzzle a 32 ounce Baja Blast, throw down a couple Locos tacos. I got to put on the weight.
I know. It's a great thing. Like Zach Wilson down at BYU, he's trying to get up to like 215. So he's trying to eat a lot. And it's like, man, what a good problem to have. Like he's just trying to gain weight so badly and eat everything in sight to get up to around 215. What a good problem to have. I would love to be in that situation where I'm like, I need to gain weight. I need to just eat at 3 a.m. and just get up to that weight that I'm desiring. That'd be an amazing feeling.
All right, I guess last buy or sell thing here. NFL says that they are not going to let the CEO of Barstool Sports, David Portnoy, watch a game with Roger Goodell because he failed a background check. So buy or sell the NFL running background checks on other people that would be invited to watch a game with the commissioner.
Sell this. Roger Goodell did not run a background check on this. They just did not want El Presidente to sit with Roger Goodell to watch a game. Because, I mean, if you're familiar with Dave Portnoy with Barstool, he does not like Roger Goodell at all. The man's made T-shirts of Roger Goodell with a clown nose on his face. And so there's no love lost between Portnoy and Barstool and the NFL and Roger Goodell. And when Portnoy won this chance to watch a game with Roger Goodell, the NFL was ending this at all costs. So I'm selling this. They didn't run a background check. They just don't want to have him watch a game with Goodell.
I'm going to buy it only because I kind of believe that the NFL would do something like this. The NFL does some really weird and interesting things. Now, you got to give them credit. They're a pretty progressive league. And something I love about the NFL, Mitch, love about the NFL, is they're willing to change rules. Unlike the MLB that's stuck in the past, the NFL has an eye on the future and they're willing to change. And I love that. But they also do a lot of things that a lot of people don't agree with. And so I guess what I'm saying is I could see the NFL actually doing this and using it as an excuse, but at the end of the day, I don't think they did it. I think that was a convenient reason to say, we don't want you with Commissioner Goodell, because most people in the media, especially people like Dave Portnoy, there's so many outspoken people against Roger Goodell. If I were him, I wouldn't want to sit with these people.
Well, Matt, I would love to sit with you again in this KSL Unrivaled chair again. Then maybe again, but we'll do it tomorrow on Cougar Sports Saturday. Subscribe to the KSL Unrivaled podcast, kslsports.com. Have a great night. We'll catch you tomorrow on Cougar Sports Saturday.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.